the offside rule. We get it. Brought to you by a Wolves fan, a Manchester United fan, and a Liverpool fan.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Offside Rule We Get It Grassroots Special in partnership with McDonald's to celebrate the nominations period of the 2015 FA Community Awards. I'm Kate Borsay, your host today, and I'm joined by the inimitable pairing of Miss Lindsay Hooper and Miss Hayley McQueen. Hi, ladies.
Hello. I love grassroots football, I have to say, going right down to back to basics. All the people that you remember when you were growing up, and you'll know this from your dad as well, Hayley, how many people he probably had to thank when he was just starting out.
Lindsay Hooper, very excited already. We've not even launched into the topics yet. Hayley McQueen?
Yeah, it is exciting. I've worked with the grassroots project with McDonald's as well, so at least I have first-hand experience of exactly what they do in this really great partnership, which has worked so well for so many years.
Yeah, we actually went along to Wear Youth FC last year, didn't we, Hayley, to have a look at some of the investment that McDonald's put in, to have a look at that in action. So a warm welcome to everyone listening to this. The nominations period is now open, and we'd really encourage you to think about people in and near and around you who you could put forward for an award. There's seven categories, including Volunteer of the Year, FA Charter Standard Community Club of the Year, and the pretty coveted People's Award, which celebrates an individual's outstanding contribution to grassroots football. And we know from attending the awards ceremony last year, and Hayley, you've actually hosted it before, just what it means to some of these people to be recognised, and just the amazing, the stellar amount of work that they put in. And most people work for free, of course.
It's what it means to them, but it's what they mean to us as well, because clubs wouldn't exist and kids wouldn't be able to play football if it weren't for a lot of these people.
And often we have so many awards in football that recognise the same people over and over, you know, but this is something which is completely different because it's recognising people from all over the British Isles, people who are giving up their time, maybe after work, they're holding down a full-time job as well. So it's really great to see these people getting recognised, and you will be absolutely heartwarmed by some of the stories.
Yeah, there are some amazing stories there, and I'm sure you know people who deserve to have their stories heard as well. So as well as talk a bit about the awards today, we're also going to be using grassroots examples of players who've risen through the leagues. That's coming up a little bit later on. Grassroots gems as well. There are some amazing grassroots stories, and there are some quite amusing grassroots stories as well. So we'd like some grassroots gems. We're going to be hearing from Martin Keown. Lindsay popped over to McDonald's HQ to interview the new head of English football. So the nominations period is now open. Winners are awarded at local, county, regional and national level, so there are plenty of opportunities for your grassroots heroes or people that you want to be recognised. Or why not nominate yourself if you've done a good job in grassroots football? Put yourself forward. And so loads of opportunities to be recognised. Hayley, tell us how people can vote.
Well, to vote for a football club or volunteer, you just need to go to the website, which is www.mcdonalds.co.uk/awards. Simple as that. Or you can go to Twitter and follow @betterplayuk.
Yeah, all the details are on that Twitter account as well. For the Offside Rule, well, you can download us on iTunes. You can listen to us via Audio Boom. You can check out our feed at Offside Rule Pod. We're also going to be speaking to Young Volunteer of the Year Award from a couple of years ago, Rahi Popat, who's had such an amazing time since winning the award. It's incredible what's happened to him. Really inspiring.
The female take on football.
Okay, let's head to topic one, ladies. Plucked from obscurity. So we've been inspired by Alan Pardew signing Keshi Anderson from non-league Barton Rovers. So who else currently playing in England's top leagues has been plucked from the unknown?
I have to say as well that that particular signing that happened in the January transfer window just gone has got to be one of the landmarks in terms of being plucked from obscurity, to be plucked from Barton Rovers to a Premier League side. I don't think I can compete with that in this topic, but there are so many examples. I'm going to start with a Wycombe Wanderers player. They handed a contract to a goalkeeper who was 6'9" tall, Jason Mooney. Now, the lovely thing about this story is that he'd previously worked as a barman at the football club. So he was plucked just 22 years old at the time, because we're going back back over a few years for this. But yeah, he was given a contract and he actually said, I can't believe what's happened. It's absolutely unbelievable. 6 months ago, I was a full-time gardener and played six leagues down from the Premier League back home. So that was back in Northern Ireland. And those are the sorts of stories that you can hear about. So that was one that sprang to mind.
Oh, one at the moment is a man who's absolutely flying in the Premier League for Burnley, just scoring goals for fun. It's Danny Ings. And that's right, he was on loan just 5 years ago. He's 22 years old at Dorchester Town. He was playing for Bournemouth, went out on loan at Dorchester, thought his career was going to go downhill, and the forward's career has just gone forward like a rocket. He's playing brilliantly at the moment, been linked with moves to potentially Tottenham and Liverpool, England call-ups as well for the future, I would imagine. He will, I'm pretty sure, be playing for the first team before not too long. I know Burnley aren't high-flying, obviously, at the moment, but for a player who's really standing out, it's such a great story and gives other young players real inspiration to think, OK, if I've been dropped down or going on loan from a team who was playing in the Football League and I'm having to take that step down, I could still go on and could be playing in, you know, even the Championship and the Premier League, just like the hero Danny Ings.
I'm going to go Jamie Vardy. He made his first Premier League start for Leicester City only 4 years after playing for non-league Stocksbridge Park Steels. What a fantastic name, eh? They were in the Northern Premier League. He was released by Sheffield Wednesday at the age of 16, but he had to go back down the leagues, as we've mentioned, a real example of that. Started his senior career at Stocksbridge Park Steels in 2007. He then went up a league or so and played for Halifax Town. He got player of the year there. He then moved up to Conference Premier side Fleetwood Town, really going up the leagues here. And in May 2012, he signed for Leicester City. What a fantastic game Jamie Vardy had against Manchester United earlier on in the season when they won 5-3, and he played a part in many of those goals. And it's really interesting because he'd experienced some difficulties on the pitch and was close to packing it in just 18 months ago, Jamie Vardy. But a real fairy tale story there.
I'll mention a couple of players and then just tell you the non-league side that they came from, shall I? So DJ Campbell, we know that he was a delivery van driver at one point, ended up playing in the Premier League for Blackpool. He started out at Reading. So he went through the ranks, through Brentford in League One at the time. I think he played for Birmingham City as well, didn't he, for a bit? QPR, but yeah, Reading is where he started out. A man that Kate Borsay met quite recently. In fact, he stole her hat. Ian Wright. He was a plasterer, wasn't he? Ended up via Palace going through the ranks. But he also, do you know, played for Greenwich Borough. It was Steve Coppell that saw him playing for Greenwich Borough, and then he progressed his career.
So he also, I think, played for Dulwich Hamlet as well, which is literally a few miles away from here.
Yes, he did. He did, absolutely.
And of course, he is normally mentioned when we talk about grassroots, from Maidstone United to Manchester United. Christopher Smalling, of course, another good example. And did you know Dwight York was plucked from obscurity in Trinidad and Tobago as a 16-year-old playing grassroots football out there by Aston Villa when they were on tour? So I know it's not coming through grassroots in England up to playing for English teams, but it's a great player who's dedicated his playing career to England for us. There you go, just something stretching far and wide.
Charlie Austin, a player we've been lauding this season for the good stuff he's doing at QPR. Just over 5 years ago, he was enjoying another prolific spell, not in the Premier League though, but instead at Wessex League side Poole Town, alongside working on a building site.
And I went down and did a feature on him. So I went to Poole Town and I saw exactly the money that he bought that club, the changes it's made to the stadium. And that's another thing to mention, that this success, it filters down and it keeps grassroots football going. And Charlie Austin's a great example. Ricky Lambert with the Beetroot Factory, we all know that story as well. So I think, you know, we've covered quite a lot there.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stelling and you're listening to The Offside Rule. Three women talking about football. I'm used to listening to four old women talking about football on Saturday afternoons, so I'll definitely prefer this.
There we go. So a good journey round some of the lower league, non-league grassroots stars who've made their way into the top flight of football. Now it's time to hear from an ex-winner of the FA Community Awards. He picked up the Young Volunteer of the Year award a couple of years ago, Rahi Popat. He tells us about his involvement in grassroots football and just what an amazing journey he's been on since picking up the award.
Check out exclusive football content daily on OffsideRulePodcast.com.
All right, Rahi, tell us about the FA Community Award that you won a few years ago.
Well, in 2013, I was very fortunate to have won the 2013 FA McDonald's Young Volunteer of the Year Award. was put forward by a couple of my friends for the work I did for the club I set up called Hamilton Youth. I was fortunate to win the county award, followed by the regional, which is an honour in itself. Then to be notified that I was a national winner was amazing. Went on to Wembley Stadium to collect my award in front of other worthy unsung grassroots heroes. I was given my award by Martin Keown, and Sir Geoff Hurst was there in presence as well, which is something amazing to be part of. It was just a tremendous day, and you know, to be recognised at national level is something I'll never forget, really.
And tell us what exactly you were doing to deserve the award. Why were you nominated?
Well, in 2011, me and a few of our friends where I live set up a local football club called Hamilton Youth Football Club with the sole intention of to give every child that walked through our doors the opportunity to fall in love with the sport that we all love called football. Very fortunate that the very first training session we managed to attract 14 children. That soon rose to over 100 in the space of 18 months. And by the time we approached our second year anniversary, over 200 children had passed through our doors. It wasn't just about scoring a goal. Football, I believe, is more than that. It's about giving those transferable skills in life to children. We are role models at the end of the day as coaches and volunteers. And I think it's very important that as a football club, you instill the right values and skills that children can carry on later on in their lives.
Was it a complete surprise to win the award?
It was, absolutely, yes. Never, ever dreamt of winning an award of this magnitude, anyhow. We all do it as volunteers. We all do it for the children, the love for it. But to be recognised was really lovely, and it showed the appreciation that filtered through the whole club. But this award was for the children and will always remain for the children. So I'm really, really grateful.
And what difference has the award made to you?
The award itself has been a huge impact on my life in the sense that it's opened a lot of doors. After the award, I was fortunate to have been recognised in my local city and also win an award from the Prime Minister, Pointer Light Award. Went on to be recognised also at Buckingham Palace by Prince William. It's kind of opened a lot of other doors, the awards side of things. But also from a grassroots point of view, it's opened the doors for being involved in a mini soccer league, a futsal league, which is going to be one of the fastest growing sports, I believe, that we're going to have in this country. But also other clubs are wanting a bit of support as well, which is always nice to see.
So winning this award meant that you ended up meeting the Prime Minister and heading off to Buckingham Palace.
Yes. It was, when you look at it, within 8 months, you know, the Community Awards happened in August. About 8 weeks later, went to Buckingham Palace to be awarded the award by Prince William for services to football. And then six months later, down to St George's Park to meet the Prime Minister to be awarded a Point of Light Award, and to be the first to be personally given by the Prime Minister. And when I look back at it, it's absolutely surreal. And I'm very, very fortunate that I have a lot of good family and friends around me that support me in everything I do. And I couldn't have done it alone. And it's the children that drive me.
Thanks to Rahi, and best of luck for the future to him. Let's move on to our final topic now, grassroots gems. The grassroots game picks up and pops up with all sorts of funny, amusing and fairy tale stories as well, and we love hearing them. So I'd like some interesting facts, fairy tale stories, funny little anecdotes, please, ladies. Give us some grassroots gems. Hayley.
Well, there's a book with a title that pretty much sums up the lower league football and grassroots football. It is a very good read, and it's called Get Those Sheep Off the Pitch. That's just it. It just kind of sums everything up, doesn't it? Let's just sum up what a hero really is down on grassroots level. There's a guy called David Amiet. You probably won't have heard of him, but he's of East Sussex Fire and Rescue and Lewis Bridgeville Junior FC. He's now established himself as an academy goalkeeper coach at Brighton and Hove Albion, and he was awarded for his services to the community and to football because he is just a brilliant person who gives up his time to help others. So he coaches their under-8s right through to the under-18s and looks after the under-12s to 14s, coaching three nights a week, Saturday mornings as well, to help players develop and learn. He started out as a volunteer and he's been working in football for 3 decades. He's built clubhouses, organised football matches, not just for kids, but for adults as well. He's organised whole tournaments. He even managed his son's team from the under-8s right up until the under-16s with a view to coach and develop and help the boys get into Lewis Football Academy, which they then did. He was a player manager at East Sussex Fire and Rescue football team for 9 years, yeah. Goalkeeper coach for the Fire Services England team, and then stood down concentrating on a new fire service project. He sadly attended a fatal car crash whilst working, obviously, with the fire crew. A really young boy was seriously injured, and that really struck him into trying to help people who are less able-bodied do that little bit more. So to help reduce fatalities and injuries in his community, he devised a Coaching for a Safer Community project. So on top of everything he was already doing, he helped with the rehabilitation of people who'd been in similar situations. But not only that, just making sure that these situations don't arise again. So it taught children and young people to be safe, and he used the medium of football to do that. So just one of the many people up and down the country who are doing these things to help others, the selfless people out there.
A hugely inspirational story, that one. And I wanted to bring up a personal example, because I think we all probably know someone who does something for grassroots football. I know that you've been involved with Phoenix Ladies, Kate, who obviously give up their time for free. I wanted to mention my granddad, because my granddad actually was a manager of Sedgley Rovers for many years. And my poor nan got roped into it as well, because I think she ended up collecting the club subs and effectively being the club secretary, you know, just because my granddad was involved. But it was a little story that brings it full circle and how much it means to me now looking back, because neither my nan or granddad are here anymore. But one of the things that happened is in the Black Country Bugle, which is back where I'm from, and there was a poem, and it mentions my granddad in it, and it mentions all the hard work that went in and that era of football and how much people appreciated it. And it was something that was great for me to find and read, and I kept a copy. So that's grassroots football via, I'd say, the Hoopers, but actually it's my mum's side, it's the Loves.
You should give your granddad's name, because he's got a fantastic name.
Yeah, Harry Love, William Henry Love, actually. But we will go for another book, because you found a book, Two Great Minds Think Alike, Hayley McQueen. If you have any time at all over the summer, I know that you're going on holiday soon.
I am.
This is a brilliant book. It's called The Bromley Boys.
I read it.
Have you read it? It's such a great tale, and it's all about a guy called Dave Roberts. And off the back of the success of the 1966 World Cup, he decides, like most teenage boys, that he's going to get into football and he's going to support someone. But he doesn't choose your Manchester Uniteds or your Arsenals. He chooses Bromley, his local team. It was basically a story of their worst ever season when they were at the very bottom of the league. Dave turns up to each match with his football boots in his bag, just in case the team are a player short. I love this story. It's brilliant. The crowd was always announced as well at the time as 400, just because no one could be bothered to count them up. So they just say 400 people were there. The team also shipped so many goals in one match that the taunting opposition fans decided that they had lost count. So they'd lost count of how many goals had been put in. It is a really brilliant story. So The Bromley Boys would be a recommendation. It's a story of grassroots football, and it's a story of supporting your grassroots team. And my final mention, actually, is for that very fact, non-league day. Please get behind that each year. It was something that was the brainchild of James Doe back in 2010. And what it's all about is going and supporting your local teams. There are many reasons to do that, but the price of the tickets is one, isn't it? I've actually worked on non-league day as well, and took a bus from one ground to another, because Braintree United were in the league at the time, and I was presenting the Blue Square Bet Premier matches when it was on Premier TV or something like that. So I got to go and experience it, see where people come along, get behind their local team. So non-league day, it happens every year. Look out for it. And when you can, go along and support your local sides.
Let's give you a couple of grassroots gems from me. How about this? Best names of grassroots and non-league, lower league sides. I've picked out the Bradwell Bombers. What about that? Sort of straight out of 1932, and here come the Bradwell Bombers bombing up the wing. The Bradwell Bombers, based in Staffordshire. I think they've got an excellent name, so well done to them. What about this? Skrill Conference South outfit, Farnborough FC. This was in 2013. They unveiled Lionel Messi, Pelé and Franz Beckenbauer as part of their starting lineup. How did they do that? Easy. They were sponsored by a bookmaker who basically got the first team to change their name by Deepole to a bunch of famous footballers. So you had the likes of Paul Gascoigne, George Best, Gordon Banks as well, lining up for this side. It was a genius move. And in addition, the manager of Farnborough FC, Spencer Day, became Jose Mourinho. Of course he did. Because if you're going to name yourself as one manager, you would, wouldn't you?
That's a genius idea. Because if you kept the name and then online you booked a few flights, I bet you get bumped up to business class.
Yeah. Now you might think, oh, well, a bookmaker has to come in and this is just advertising for them. Well, yeah, actually. But the club had been trapped in administration since April of that year. So this was a bookmaker's way of getting the club out of administration, putting some much needed funds into that side. Lancaster City FC, an English football club based in Lancaster. But we often see quite famous ex-players travel down the leagues to start their managerial career. And that's the way it should be in my book anyway. Their manager, ex-player Darren Peacock, most famous for playing for Queen's Park Rangers and Newcastle United. So he is the manager there at Lancaster and has been since April 2013. My favourite fact about them, they play at a stadium called Giant Axe. I like the sound of that. And they're known as the Dolly Blues. So any fear about your masculinity, put it to one side. Go play for the Dolly Blues. His assistant, by the way, is Trevor Sinclair. So the old QPR boys back together. Hayley, a final one from you.
Just before we move on to a cricketing story linked to do with football, speaking of bald, Phil Babb. He played for Liverpool, as we know, from 1994 right through to 2000. Also played for Sunderland and Sporting as well. Started life at Bradford. Well, he's now the manager of Hayes and Yedding United. Yeah. I was chatting to him the other day and he said, God, the team is really struggling. He said, it's so crazy to think how teams just about managed to scrape and survive. And says, had he have started out, he said, at Hayes and Yedding and played in the lower leagues before going on to Bradford, he'd have appreciated what he got so much more. But he said he's having great fun doing it. One man who's having great fun switching from one sport to another, best known for his starring role in England's famous 2005 Ashes victory, Steve Harmison, who is now in Les Elite Company and a new role manager of Ashington in English football's ninth tier. That's right. He actually played for Ashington in his youth. His brother's a centre-back at local rivals. That's right. Big game when they take on Bedlington Terriers. And he's brought in Bedlington Terriers manager as head coach.
Yeah, I know. From a rival team, hasn't he? He's plucked from a rival team. Maybe his brother acted as the agent.
But when you have a big name going on to, you know, a smaller name club or a club that not many people have heard of, it does bring them into to kind of light and help out with the situation.
Do you think he picked them out on purpose? Because for a man who's famous for winning the Ashes, he goes to Ashington.
Yeah, well, he did play for them in his youth. So, yeah, I want a bit of a tediously linked way around about it, but great for kind of PR point of view, isn't it?
I just want to know how cricket translates to football, but we shall see. The proof is in the pudding, eh?
Hi, I'm Matt Letizia. And you're listening to The Offside Rule, three girls talking about football.
Now, you've all been waiting for this. I know you have. Martin Keown, who is McDonald's new head of English football, sat down with Lindsay Hooper and had a quick chat the other day. Let's find out how they got on.
Watch videos and hit subscribe to our YouTube channel, Offside Rule TV.
I'm joined by Martin Keown, who we will all know from when he played at Arsenal, but you have a new role right now, as well as Match of the Day pundit. You're also head of English football at McDonald's. Tell us a bit about this new role.
Yes, I'm linked to the grassroots soccer, or football as you call it. Great opportunity for me to be involved. Of course, my two lads that played recently came through grassroots soccer, and I came through myself. So know a little bit about what's required, how parents should respond maybe, or how they should be play a part in it also, and coaching and the managers up and down the country, how they try, and they have a big responsibility. They have the future of the English game in their hands, but more than that, I think it's about bringing communities together, because when you play football, it's a healthy thing to do. It's getting people away from young kids from PlayStations, just getting them together as groups and forming friendships for the rest of their lives.
Well, let's talk about your experience with grassroots. I mean, are the people that you remember, because the awards in particular that we'll give a plug to is acknowledging and sort of rewarding the people that give up their time voluntarily, the coaches, all the people down the rungs of the ladder that are making our new generations come through. You must have had people like that in your career that were thankless at the time, which you can give a mention to now.
Well, very much so. I mean, my Sunday league manager was incredible, because he just let me be me. And essentially, I think you need that soft voice when you're younger. You've got to be able to find it out, discovery learning for yourself. No, I think it's about time that these are the volunteers up and down the country, and we need to reward them. It's just a pat on the back for their efforts. And if there's anyone out there that you would like to nominate, then go onto the McDonald's website, mcdonalds.co.uk/awards. And anyone that you can think of, that special person that's out there, whether it be the person that organises the fixtures, grounds person, washes the kit, which is all very important, or just sort of ferries the kids around from match to match. There's always somebody around of real value that gets missed, doesn't get a mention. Now is your opportunity to nominate them.
We've got the FA and McDonald's Community Awards that are coming up. We'll talk about those shortly. I wanted to start by asking you about grassroots football as a whole, though, and how you've been impressed by the fact that Premier League managers, but managers down the leagues as well, are starting to look to grassroots football and new players that are coming into the public eye.
Well, Harry Kane is there's no one bigger than that at the moment. And Greg Dyke was a call to arms at the start of the season, wanted more young English players. And Pochettino has simply done that. What he's done at Tottenham is quite remarkable. Who would really, outside of Tottenham, have heard of Harry Kane this time last year? And it just shows you that the talent is there. It's about being given the opportunity. And we've got to nurture that talent as young as we possibly can.
We've also seen the introduction of things like non-league day, and there's started to be a real uptake in terms of attendances. I think at a game at Torquay recently, there were 1,300 people there. And we've spoken about how vital that is, and we've given some great examples as well about non-league football and some brilliant stories. So let's bring it full circle and shine this light again, like the scheme is at the moment with FA and McDonald's for the Community Awards. Just exactly the sort of categories that people can enter and how they can do that once more.
Well, I think first and foremost, we want the Volunteer of the Year and the Young Volunteer of the Year. That those we want young people, obviously, to sort of echo and continue to sort of spread that message. We have a People's Award, we have a Standard Community Club Award, Development Club Award. We even have a League of the Year award as well, to the various different leagues, and we have a Club of the Year. So there's lots of different categories, but there must be somebody out there that you want to pick up the award, and if you do, go on to mcdonalds.co.uk/awards and nominate someone out there, someone special. I mean, we didn't have that chance to do that, but we, you know, I look back on, you know, the magic sponge, it was called. Our coach was Irish fella. He used to run on and throw it was a bottle of holy water that he'd throw at me. It was freezing ice cold. I used to jump up and run off, and he put it down to the holy water.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us, and we hope the awards go well on the night. I'm sure some people will be trying to pick you off for their Sunday league team or something whilst you're there.
Well, everywhere you go, people want to do a bit of coaching, and a little bit of information is that's where you get when you go to we've been to some of the clubs, been around the country, and when you're there with the youngsters to see their face and get them on the ball, let them play, let them enjoy themselves, and that's the key message. Have fun.
Thanks very much to Martin Keown. Thanks to Hayley McQueen and Lindsay Hooper, and to you at home or wherever you are for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. A reminder, the point of all this, the nominations period is open for the 2015 FA Community Awards presented by McDonald's. You've got a good few weeks to get your nominations in. Head over to the website and have a little look at the details, mcdonalds.co.uk/awards, and you can check out the Twitter feed at BetterPlayerUK. There are 7 categories, and as we said earlier, the awards span from local, county, regional, and then go up to national level. You've heard some inspiring stories on this podcast. So if you can think of anyone who you think deserves a nomination, a vote, head over to the website and have your say. Thanks, folks. And remember to support your local grassroots team as well, as I know many people listening will do. And good luck to everyone involved in the awards from The Offside Rule.
The female take on football.